not sure.
I hate to interrupt.
No, that's perfectly all right.
Ms. Beagle, and I think she's helped me out in term on that. I think she's right. The women went for their wardrobe and the men to be outfitted for their outfit. That's right. That is a term I was trying to think of. Go for outfit, I think that's a term. Yeah.
Do you have any special term for high, flat land?
Right in here now, it's all spoken of as the flats. When you get out west, you speak of it as a plateau.
How about flat, grassy country?
Well, it'd be right through here, it'd be either your meadows or your flats. Because when the settlement came in, they settled, of course, on that flat farm land and pushed the livestock industry back into the rolling land, or the hilly land, and so we'd always spoke of that up there as flats. Mm-hmm. That's about the only term we've used here that I've ever heard. Flats or your sand hills.
And a place perhaps in a creek bottom where the water will stand. Imagine you didn't have trouble with this.
No, we didn't have much trouble with that. Be springy marshy land out here'd be your bogs. You spoke your bogs, and every spring it was the younger part of the family, the boys like I and the brother. When we were younger, we'd ride the bogs every night. Spring, when the heel flies come out, that'll always rest the water, the standing water. And in that early day, in those bogs, we'd have to pull them out of that mud, they'd get bogged down in those bogs. And that was always spoken of as bogs. Bogs. Ride the river in the bogs.
Did they have any of these little animals around there that at night go croup, croup?
No, your bullfrog sound, you mean? Is that one? You speak? They've just come in the last few years. We didn't have any. They've come on the ranch out there since I came up here in 37. We've got a lot of them out there now. Where they came from, I don't know.
Isn't that strange?
Up in Kansas, in Hodgman County, where my grandfather settled, he still had his place up there. They had a lot of them. That's the first time I ever saw them. We came through in 1911, I believe it was. I stopped on the place, and I fished for them there. They're quite easy to catch with a hook. And that's the first I ever saw the real bullfrog. We've always had these green frog here. The bullfrog are getting pretty numerous out here on the ranch now. Not where they came from, I don't know.
Ever had those big ones?
They're big frying frogs, yes.
You've got a new industry coming.
It's all right. I thought the person out there in those springs, we could really start it in there.
Snakes bother out there, too?
Got a lot of snakes, yeah. A few of the cottonmouths, but most of them, these are water snakes. Boys, the rattlesnakes have come in to the river bottoms here, and since I left the ranch, now when I told you I came up here on that, they've come in there. It was just very seldom you ever found a rattlesnake on the river bottoms, but they tell me down there now they're finding quite numerous. They always stayed in the prairie dog pound up in high land. Well, that's a little prairie rattler. And these diamondbacks, I guess, came in on this. We had a flash flood came in since I've been here at Beaver, and they think that they came down that flood and washed them down here. They're having some trouble down there now, down there on the ranch houses coming in close here. We never thought of ever seeing a rattlesnake down in the lowlands at all.
You killed off your prairie dogs, didn't you?
Yes. Tried to kill them all. They're really a nuisance, but I don't think that's had any effect on the matter. But I've seen rattlesnakes go right in the same hole as a prairie dog. Live with them. Kill lots of rattlesnakes up on that higher land in the prairie dog towns. But never down on the river bottoms until recently.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned moccasins. Are they dangerous?
The cottonmouth is. There's two different kind of moccasins. Cottonmouth, when they open their mouth, strike at you, it's right white inside. Mm-hmm. That's the reason they get that name. They're a blacker snake, and they are